Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, so I'm pretty excited about tonight because I love election night coverage. Former Senator Lamping's coming in, and I feel like even though I'm in the studio with you right now, the visual that I have, and maybe I can even smell this a little bit, the green room here at 97.1 FM Talk is going to be stocked with food and beverages, and it's going to be just...
That's...
No, I don't think anyone thought about us again. We sometimes get, like, pizzas as a, hey, we'll throw you a pizza. I don't even think I get that, so I have to figure out how to get some food after 6 o'clock. I have between 6 and 7 to manage this. I don't want to go down to the Schnucks because I might get stabbed, so
just
I may have to drive
Rosalita's.
Somewhere.
I looked up your Euro. Euro Express is closed till 10:30 tomorrow.
I don't like that. That's not good at all. Hey, the other thing I wanted to mention, just because it's an incredible number, did you know Spider-Man already crossed the $1 billion dollar mark at the box office globally?
I had a story in yesterday I didn't get to that said it was close.
Yeah, it's so, past $1 billion.
Wow.
And it's not that good. I mean, I might have liked it better than The Odyssey, though, now that I think about it.
Boy.
All right, we mentioned the election coverage tonight. We're going to start at 7, likely go till 10. Scott Faughn is with us, the host of This Week in Missouri. He's been doing his Ford F-150 tour around the state. I know you stopped here in St. Louis, but I couldn't see you that day, could I? We were doing something else. How are you?
I'm good, but if you're going to have John in, you got to stock some hair gel in there, right? I mean,
well, between the two of us,
the guy with the best hair in all Missouri politics, you got to take care of him.
You know, and do you know why he might have the best hair in Missouri politics? Because he goes to the same woman who cuts my hair upon my recommendation. He's not stupid. Lamping knows who I'm going to model his hair after is mine. Faughn, give me a credit here. You think he did that on his own? There's no way.
I did.
No, I have a role in everything.
Well, I'm glad to know now.
I have a role in everything. There's no doubt about that. I have this feeling, Scott Faughn, this is not going to be the best night for Mike Kehoe with the amendments.
I think that's right. I mean, look, I will tell you this. I very much respect someone that's trying to take on the real issues in this state. I mean, look, I understand a lot of folks would, you know, love the guns, love the abortion. Let's pick on the trans if you can, all that. I get it. And those things are important to the people they're important to. But in reality, all those things are better if the state grows. And we live in a state that does not grow. And as a person, I mean, I don't put on the show where, oh, I have no opinions, and then one day I become a columnist and you found out I'm a socialist or whatever. I've always been a Republican.
Wait, you're talking about Tony Messenger, I think, there, right?
you kind of
described his career path anyway. I just thought of that. Go ahead.
There's a whole crew of them there in your new media family that way. But in all seriousness, I think if you point a finger, you have to point the finger at the Republicans. The place doesn't grow. And I'm a little pessimistic about tonight as well, but I will tell you this. I would rather see a guy trying to fix the real problems. Mike Keogh could have just went and passed a bunch of guns and abortion bills and done nothing to address the real problems and been fine. He didn't need to do this. We're stagnant. We're not falling off a cliff. But he actually tried to do something bold. If I know John, he probably doesn't like anything. But this is the kind of thing that I think if John Lamping were governor, he would try to do. At least to try to address this problem. Now, the way they did it, you can always criticize. And I think probably fairly in some ways, the way this plan was laid out. But in reality, I love the fact someone's trying to address the real problems. That's my children's future is on the line here. Where they live and grow up, how much I get to see them and their kids. These are the real things that affect our state. And kudos to the governor for actually trying to address real things when he could have just done the distraction disco like a lot of Republican politicians do.
I agree with you on that. And that's the reason that I voted for it and I support it. Now, I will tell you this. I was out to dinner with someone who is a big supporter of this last night. And that's Rex Singfield. And he made it very clear. I think Rex is aware that this isn't going to go well as well. He's a realist. But he also said this is not going away. And he's going to continue to push for getting rid of the income tax. And one of the reasons that we talked about this last night, and it's important because you mentioned kids. Look, I have two children that are in their 20s. They do not live here in the St. Louis area. One is in Chicago, one's in Houston. I mean, if you're young and you want to do big cities, that's probably the time to do it. But we were talking about this last night in terms of the appeal that St. Louis and Missouri has for younger people out there when it comes to the standard of living. And you know this, Scott, buying a house here in Dogtown or in South St. Louis, something like that, it's still possible to get a decent house at a relatively acceptable price. I mean, prices aren't what they used to be, but you can't do that in Chicago. You can't do that in big cities in Houston. I think my son in Houston recognizes that. You put on top of that zero income tax for workers that, might be in tech, making a fair amount of money. That's going to be an appeal that is going to help Missouri grow. So the issue is not going away, even if it fails tonight. That I can tell you 100%.
And listen, Greg Singfield, the one thing that some folks in the St. Louis media can still do, I'm not pointing the finger again, but they can't demonize someone. And I don't really know Rex Singfield that well. I did not have dinner with him last night. Just as I had dinner at High Street Pub, or actually at Dave's in town.
I'm an elitist, Scott. You know that. I'm an elitist, right? So
I know. Well, yeah, the hair gives course. It away.
Right, exactly.
But look, Rex Singfield, I don't know him. I met him. I don't even know if he would know who I am. I doubt he would. The guy doesn't get anything out of this stuff. He shells out this money because he truly believes it's better for the state. That is, to me, I give a guy like that a lot of credit. Now, and I'll tell you this, if he's still going to stay involved in politics, politicians are going to want to know what he thinks and are going to want to support what he thinks so they can further their careers. It's just the truth. Rex Singfield makes opinions, and you could say it's because of the money, and I would say, duh, of course. But he is an opinion maker. The guy is a smart dude. He built a lot of wealth. And the one thing I'll say, I understand he has his critics. If you don't like his ideas, debate his ideas, but that's not the world we live in. And I'm not trying to be naive. I'll say this though. None of this stuff he gets anything out of. Truly thinks, I've not agreed with all of his ideas either, by the way, but but you can't say he's doing it for himself. And that puts him in a different world than a lot of folks.
He's passionate about this. He cares about St. Louis. That's why he wants to get rid of the earnings tax as well. And that.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really.
The right window treatments change everything. your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
That effort's not going to stop either. All right. Do you have a handle on, I want you to kind of maybe mention some of the races that could be important across the state outside of the amendments. Look, we got a hot one here in the St. Louis area, as you know, between Steve Butts, who is term limited out, and on the House side, who is going to the Senate, potentially Gina Mitten is his opponent. She's a former House member. She's making it all about abortion. The so-called experts tell me that Steve's in trouble. He's a friend. He's a, you know, roundtable participant. But is Gina Mitten going to win that race tonight, Scott? What's your thoughts?
Well, there's not a finer person I know than Steve Butts. I'll give you my theory on all these globally. If there's a two-way race or three-way race and it's close on the Republican side, go for the person with the loudest, craziest, angriest, will say the dumbest things they can think of. They have a major advantage. On the Democrat side, you go for who has the best case to be a victim, who is the most disadvantaged. In this case, I think Gina Mitten probably can lay claim to being a little more disadvantaged on the liberal scale of victimhood. And I think she's got an advantage because of that. If the race is as close, on the whichever Republican can convince the voters they're the stupidest person in the race has a legitimate advantage on Election Day. On the Democrat side, it's whoever can convince the voters they're the biggest victim. And I do think Gina might have a better case.
Are there other, I'm not as dialed into the particulars of the House and Senate races. We have some ads that are running here. I know there's one that's pretty hot in St. Charles. Are there other races that you're kind of looking at tonight in this area?
I'm interested to see. I think a lot of the next 10 years of St. Louis County gets decided tonight. Are you going to be forward thinking and go with a younger African-American politician? I mean, look, I'm just going to be honest with you from the outside looking in. Lots of St. Louis's problems are race relations. Whether those are perceived or real or whatever, I don't live there. I think Brian Williams is a transformational potential leader. I think he would be the kind of person that could bring state resources to bear. I think the kind of guy that could actually maybe get St. Louis, help them get on one page, which would be great for the state. I'm a hick, and the fact is, when we get free cheese, I want to thank you all for paying for part of it. That's just a fact. And to deny it is just a lie. Brian Williams is the kind of guy that could make St. Louis more successful. This state cannot succeed until St. Louis figures things out. I have a feeling they may opt to go with some left wing, just goofy statement making. I mean, if you like your property taxes, which I guess folks, here's my beef with y'all. You're going to vote to elect your assessor.
I don't get that.
Jack your property taxes up. Crazy. Then you're going to come to Jeff City and say, hey, fix this.
I know.
And
it's
baffling. Republicans say, you fix it. Stop voting for this stuff.
Well, I'm with you on that. And look, I'll be honest. I've told the audience this. I wanted to vote in the executive race. Dennis Hancock is going to be the Republican nominee. I pulled a Democrat ballot today, and I voted for Senator Williams. So, you know, you have the option to do that. I chose to get involved in that race because I think he's a better candidate than Jake. And I, you know, maybe this is my fear, Scott. I will tell you this because, and you and I have known each other for a long time. We know a lot of the same people. There have been people that I've pinned my hopes on politically. And unfortunately, Eric Reitens is the exhibit A for this, that I really believed in, that I thought would be transformational, that I thought had ideas, that wasn't just someone who was trying to, you know, get to the next position. Brian has convinced me that he's someone who truly is interested in solving problems. But I'm still taking kind of a guess on that because politicians let you down a lot.
Oh, listen, you know, if anybody thought solving St. Louis's problems was easy, you know, give me a break. It is wildly complicated. It's a very tough job. St. Louis is a complicated place. The fact is, we're all in this together. And I have personally tried to change some of my tone about St. Louis because when the governor took over the police department, you know, it's time we're in this together. I think there's a fundamental question St. Louis has to answer for itself. Do you want to try to move forward? Do you want to try to put things together to improve the, or do you just want to fight? And St. Louis, frankly, looks like a mess that just wants to fight. And you have two choices here. You could elect a guy that's doing shady deals with politicians and all those other, you know, I don't really know Jake Zimmerman that well, but, you know, he served in the legislature. He didn't leave with a great reputation here. The campaign he's ran, pulling signs. I mean, it's just, you're going to have more of this same mess. And I don't know that Brian could do it because I don't know enough about it to know if it could be done. But I believe you have a chance as a younger person to turn the page, or you could just keep wallowing in the same mess. And if I had to guess, St. Louis will go St. Louis tonight.
Unfortunately, you might be right. We may toss you on during the coverage tonight, Scott, but I appreciate you jumping on with me this afternoon.
Love to visit with you, bud. Right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.